Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Ever and ever.
You betcha it is. The pounds don't come off that easily.
No, they don't. No, no, no.
Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but beware, you may gain weight just by listening.
Remember when you were a kid, you used to watch on TV an Ed Sullivan show, the guy with those spinning plates?
Yes.
And he'd go all around. And he'd
yes. It made me more nervous when you hear that music going fast.
Boy, that was entertainment, wasn't it?
It was. It was
plates
fun.
Plates would fall on the ground and break. And the young people out there going, what the heck is he talking about? Anyway, the segment today is entitled, Jur In, Jur Out.
And you'll know why when you listen to our sad little story.
Well, we had a very enjoyable New Year's Eve celebration, partying with our new friends, Rich and Melody. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we agreed to go out to dinner in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are, 5 or 6 short months later. We finally got together and met them at Jurin Sushi Teppan in South Elgin.
Jurin is a storefront venue. One side has a large rotating sushi bar, and the other side has 10 hibachi tables spaced very close together. The decor was rather plain and uninviting.
And while we were being seated, our waitress came over to our table, handed us the packaged little hot towels,
mm-hmm.
and then handed us a menu and asked us for our drink orders. This was even before our butts hit the seats.
I know.
I mean,
my tushy never even touched the cushion yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just getting to my chair and pulling it out. And mm-hmm. What do you want to drink? Here's your order. Like, oh, anyway. This was a clue mm-hmm. as to how the night was going to go.
You betcha.
But in all fairness, it was Friday the 13th, and we probably should have known better.
And it had a full moon.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
That was the clincher.
Hey, we should have known that.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Our waitress returned a few short moments later with our drink orders and proceeded to take our appetizers and dinner orders. We should have stopped her and said, just our appetizers first. But we've done this at all the restaurants we've gone to with hibachi, and they take everything because they have to get it all prepped.
I don't think she would have gone away. I think she just would have stood there and looked at us.
Yeah, that's true. We ordered the 5 gyozas for $5 for our appetizer. Jim chose the steak and shrimp combo for $30, and I chose the shrimp and scallop combo, $28, for our entrees. While we were placing our order, our waiter brought over our soup and salad before we even finished ordering.
It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Okay, we ordered our appetizers. We were nice. She said, are you ready to place your entree order? So we did. And before we got done, there's this other dude handing us our soup and salad at the same time.
I know.
So he didn't basically care what we ordered. We were getting soup and salad.
And I always prefer my salad dressing on the side. But oops, too late. I wasn't quick enough because I asked the lady and she said, whoa. I said, don't worry about it. It's not worth it. I'll just take the salad. We are definitely starting to see a pattern here.
I mean, we weren't asking for much. We just wanted to have a little dinner with our friends. That's
and
not
talk.
Too much. And there's a fine line between good, fast service and whatever this was.
I know.
I don't know what
fast
this
food.
Wow. Okay, so here we go. All entrees are served with soup and salad, which we already had.
Right.
And by now, we should have been done eating them.
Yeah, we should have.
Time's a waste.
Exactly.
And fried rice, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
A vegetable saute that always includes onions, zucchini, and this one had string beans. Really?
Really? It's usually onions, string beans, broccoli, and carrots.
No string beans.
Onions, zucchini, broccoli, and carrots.
I know. They must have got a deal on some string beans. I have never seen hibachi string beans.
Me neither.
Oh, well, that's...
While we were enjoying our soup and salad, okay, as quickly as possible, the cook wheeled in his cart with the preparations for our entrees. Since the tables were so close, the cooks had to jockey for position. Let the show begin.
With which I can see, while we're eating our soup and salad, they always come over and put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, maybe they're just, you know, nothing to do and want to take an order quickly or something. Okay.
Okay.
And now the show is, like you said, let the show begin. Our cook started off the show by stacking onion rings on the grill, making a smoking choo-choo.
Choo-choo!
Well, you see, if they move it along, it's a smoking choo-choo. If they leave it in one spot, it's a smoking volcano. So there's a fine difference there.
There is.
And that was the end of the show.
Exactly. Nothing else. That was it. I'm like, really?
I mean, they usually, you know, throw shrimp at you and see if you can catch it in your mouth.
Spin the eggs on top of the grill.
Call it an egg roll.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And the grill, they always...
They're supposed to do that to ward off evil spirits. Flame on the grill.
Yeah.
Because that's what you go...
Is that what they do? Ward off evil spirits when they put flames on the grill?
Seriously.
I thought they were just warding off all the germs that were on top of that grill.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
But no, seriously, that's why we go to a hibachi, because we want to get some sort of an entertainment that night. That's
exactly.
Part of the whole deal is you joke around with the cook and this and that.
Otherwise, you pay $10 less for your meal, and you can go eat at a restaurant.
I know.
With no show.
I know. Well, he must have run out of time.
You think?
Because that was the whole show was the, but he did make the smoking choo-choo and not just the smoking volcano. So he did move it.
Yeah, about two inches.
So, you know, that was to
that
his
was,
credit.
Yeah, okay. Our appetizer arrived while we were eating our vegetable saute and fried rice.
Perfect timing.
Now, aren't appetizers supposed to be before you even get your soup and salad? Uh-huh.
Well, normally that's the case.
Yep.
Yes, normally that is.
But we've already eaten our soup, our salad, and we were eating our vegetable saute and our fried rice when the appetizer came. That's a little bizarre.
It is.
The gyozas were pan-fried dumplings with chicken and vegetable filling. In our opinion, these were bland, and the dipping sauce needed more seasoning. That ponzu sauce has to have a little flavor to it. Mm-hmm. Between the gyozas not tasting like anything and the ponzu sauce, it was like, blah.
This is in our opinion. They were bland, you know.
Blah. Just blah.
Now, I don't know if you've ever been to the hibachi restaurants, but they usually offer two different types of topping. One is they call it like the egg topping on your shrimp.
Which the is egg the yolk topping.
Egg yolk topping. And the other one is like a
spicy garlic topping.
And they're usually, you know, butter and cayenne pepper mixed together.
With garlic. And breadcrumb.
Yeah. Well,
really fine breadcrumb, because you really can't distinguish it in the stuff that they're putting on top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not exactly in this restaurant.
No, not exactly.
Not exactly. The garlic topping, we couldn't figure out what it was, because we saw them putting it on the grill, and it was just breadcrumbs.
Panko breadcrumbs, it looked like.
Yeah. I don't know if he threw some garlic salt in there.
And we both ordered the shrimp with the garlic topping on it.
Yeah. And the only thing he did, he warmed up this breadcrumb mixture on the grill. And then when he was done cooking the shrimp, he just kind of threw
mixed
it on.
No, he just mixed it up.
He just mixed it up
he
together?
He just mixed it up together.
I mean, there was nothing. It was very strange.
Well, you know I like garlic. Hmm. I adore garlic.
Well,
I didn't taste garlic in that. Maybe, I tasted just breadcrumbs.
Maybe they didn't have time to put it in.
Oh, they were rushing around.
Because he spent so much time with the choo-choo.
Oh, could be. He did move it 2 inches on the grill.
Yeah, no, so that, you know, I mean, time's a wasting.
Time is a wasting. Chop, chop. We got to get done.
Time is money. Hmm.
And it is for them. Jimmy asked for the steak to be cooked teriyaki style.
Yes, I love a good teriyaki steak.
This was accomplished by the cook frying the steak, putting it on his plate, and then squirting it with teriyaki sauce.
I looked at that, and I'm thinking, really?
Usually, you cook the teriyaki with the steak so that it gets caramelized and it gets all thickened up. And it when it cooks, it gets thicker and it sticks onto the steak, and it's so yummy.
I mean, I had the steak on my plate, and I'm looking at it. He comes over with that little ketchup squirt bottle with teriyaki sauce. Go, there you go, teriyaki style. No, that's not teriyaki style, really.
So not exactly what you were hoping for, my love?
Oh, no. It just gets better and better.
I know.
And meanwhile, our friends are over there. What the heck do we go out with these people for?
I was totally, totally embarrassed because we're the dining duo. Yeah. They told us to pick. I says, you like to try new restaurants? They said, yes. So I says, you want to try a new one with us? We've never been here. Oh, yeah. I says, I think it's good. My friends that I know out in Sugar Grove, they go to the one in Geneva. So I figured it's good. I was so embarrassed because it was so fast, tasteless.
It was really ridiculous.
It was.
But on the bright side, halfway through our meal, another waiter came by asking us if we wanted a box for our leftovers. We're not even halfway done eating yet.
I know.
How the heck am I supposed to know if I want a box?
Well, I'll tell you. You don't need boxes there because usually hibachi places I take and you take boxes home, doggy bag things. Now here, they charge the price, but they don't give you that much.
And then, you know, a couple minutes after that, our waitress came over and brought over our checks. Really?
We must have stopped chewing for a second, and shame on us for taking a breath between the mouthfuls.
That had to be it. That had to be the clue.
She came right over then, and I'm like, really?
We must keep eating. Must keep eating. Time's a wasting. Must
you
keep eating.
You must eat fast. You got to get your butts out fast.
Hurry up and get out. Another table will come.
Dining duo tip.
Oh, yeah.
Do not. I'm saying do not, no matter what, unless your bladder is bursting, get up to go to the restroom. Rich, our friend, did. And when he returned, his drink was gone. And he had half of his drink left.
I mean, we were talking for a couple seconds, and he just went up to go to the washroom. And we didn't pay attention. He comes back, and he said, where's my drink?
Didn't even see it. They're so fast.
Oh.
So hold on to your plate and fork, because they are watching.
Seriously, they were.
They were. I mean, we stopped for a second to chew. You know, and they want to give us boxes already. No, we're not done eating yet. So, and don't put your fork down either.
No, you take
because they think you're done.
Well, to sum up this experience.
Oh, boy.
If you're hungry and have 10 minutes to spare, this is the place for you. It gives new meaning to the term fast food.
It does, because I never ate so fast in my entire life.
Evidently not fast enough.
I know. Cost for dinner was $70.95. Spending 15 minutes with friends, priceless.
And that is no exaggeration.
No.
From the time we sat down till the time we left was 50 minutes.
Right.
For the show, everything.
We were in our car at 55 minutes. We were saying goodbye in the parking lot to our friends because we were kind of rushed out of there.
Yeah.
And then they had people seating again. It must be like every hour on the hour.
I think so.
They have that place. The tables are just turned over. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You can't. I mean, I didn't even get to burp yet.
Well, that is a plus on it for everybody else's perspective.
I mean, come on, people. I couldn't even digest this yet.
Anyway,
I really wanted to spend time with my friends and, you know, talk to them. We haven't seen them since New Year's Eve. We had a lot to talk about, and we couldn't because we had to chew, 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 swallow, 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 and drink, 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 and get the heck out of there.
I know.
So, my love.
Yes.
I'll stop. I know I'm on my ranting page here, but what is your take on this restaurant?
I loved it. No, I'm... I'm so
don't
glad.
Lie, your nose is growing.
I truly enjoy a well-cooked, relaxing dinner with friends. I should try it sometime.
You should.
What's your take, Toots?
I usually take home a doggy bag from hibachi restaurants. Not tonight. Maybe, just maybe, I ate too fast.
That could be.
Could be.
Or not fast enough.
Well, no, I think I ate too fast.
Is that what it is?
I ate it all up.
Oh, well, I'll give them the particulars, Toots.
Jurin Sushi Teppan, 588 South Randall Road, South Elgin, 60177. Phone number 847-488-1290. Website www.jurinrestaurant.com. Directions, if you want to go, take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Randall Road South to Restaurant. Estimated travel time, round trip for us, was 54 minutes. Same as our dinner.
That's true.
Isn't that pathetic? That's By the time we got in our car, it was 55 minutes.
Yep.
Unbelievable. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
Mm-hmm.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Read the mail! Read the mail! Read the mail!
Well, you better read the mail fast, because
I
don't want to hear him still yell at us to read it.
Don't know who that is, but he kind of creeps me out. I don't know who it is. Yes, we did. We got a letter this week from Pat, and she told us about Golden Chopsticks in Love's Park.
Love's Park.
Right outside of Rockford.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that far.
No.
And she said...
No, wait. Did you really say that?
What?
For years, while we've been the Dining Duo, you kept saying, we can't go to Rockford. It's too far. But we could go to Schaumburg. We could go to Lyle. We could go all over.
Well, no, it is true. The minute we say we're going to Rockford, oh, that's too far. But like you said, you go to Lyle. Oh, okay. But yeah, okay. I can see.
I got you.
You got me. Okay. All right.
So you're wrong, but right?
I will go to the ends of the earth for a Chinese buffet.
Yes, that's true.
She said that it's a very good Chinese buffet.
And it has hibachi, too.
They do?
That's what it said on the when I looked it up when she told us.
Oh.
It has a hibachi table in the buffet thing.
Oh, I got to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
We got to.
Well, we love Chinese.
Anyway, if you'd like to email us and have us crucify your restaurant like we did to Jurin... the email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
A.K.A. Jim.
Yes.
With grilling mistakes you might not realize that you're making. He is going to tell us all, because he is Mr. Know-It-All.
I am Mr. Know-It-All, and I don't let facts get in my way.
Of course not.
No, I'm Mr. Know-It-All.
Mr. Know-It-All.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mistake number one.
Okay.
You don't preheat your grill for long enough.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're out there, and you want to grill for people, and you get all excited.
Yeah.
And you turn on, you throw on the burgers.
No, I warm it up.
Mistake. 20 minutes.
20?
20 minutes.
Our tank is going to be empty.
This is brought to you by the Propane Association.
Exactly. They want you to use up your propane gas.
20 minutes.
Wow.
That's the first mistake. Okay.
See, I take 5 minutes then with it covered, and then I come back out there, and I scrape the grill down real good, get all the char stuff off from the meal before.
This is why men barbecue.
You don't leave it for 20 minutes. I would yell at you. You remember... We don't use it that often. I said, do we have enough gas? Oh, yeah, we have enough gas. Okay. I'm in the middle of making pork chops, and I went out, and I thought I'd forgotten. I've got a phone call, of course, and I forgot about it, and I ran out thinking, oh, my God, they got to be burnt. They didn't even start cooking yet. The gas pooped out on me. So 20 minutes, you got to preheat your grill.
Minutes, yeah,
and that's going to help you for what?
Get the grill marks and a deep smoky flavor.
Really?
Okay, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's on the internet, it's true.
Okay.
Second mistake, you slather the grates with oil.
No, I know.
Nope. You don't. People think they do that so they don't stick. The food doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
What you do, you slather the meat. You don't slather the grill.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it won't stick then.
Even our hamburgers? Should I put our hamburgers with some oil? I'm wondering
sure.
now.
Sure. We'll give it a shot.
Because they always say, don't turn it until it's ready to turn. You'll know because...
Don't get ahead of me.
Well, that's what Sonny says
this
on the kitchen.
This is my bit. Okay?
I'm sorry. So I got to pour oil over all my food so it doesn't stick?
Yeah, pour oil on top of everything.
Okay.
Okay. Another mistake. You're not properly adjusting the air vent on your charcoal grill.
I don't have an air vent.
I thought those were...
Mine's automatic.
Oh, then we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but you got to tell them how to do it.
I don't know how to do it. Forget it. Okay. We don't have to worry about that. We don't have one. But don't worry about it.
But other people have it.
I don't care.
Oh, my God. People see how rude he is?
The mistake. You're not working with your grill's hot spots.
Grill has hot spots?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you put them in different parts of the grill.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Another mistake. You over-marinate your meat. Can't do that.
You over-marinate it?
Yeah, if you marinate it too long, you know, like for red meat. And pork, 2 to 24 hours. Well, that's a long span.
Pork. I do my ribs. I marinate them because I have a dry rub, and I do it overnight.
This is another stupid one. Red meat and pork, 2 to 24 hours. For poultry, 2 hours to overnight. What the heck kind of a span is that?
I know.
Forget about that, people. Another stupid one. Okay, the mistake. You burn your wooden skewers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're this stupid, you shouldn't be on the grill. Seriously. People really not know they have to soak the skewers.
But for how long?
It doesn't matter. Just soak them. Are people that stupid?
Well, you got to soak them for a while. It's saying here 30 minutes, and you have to keep them in there. I give my skewers 30 minutes in the water. I put my heavy-duty knife down in the water with it so it keeps it down. Because once you put it in the water, they pop up.
If I got to tell you to soak the skewers, again, no. I don't care. You keep opening the lid, causing all the heat to escape.
Oh, yeah.
Another duh.
But that doesn't matter. Because if we keep our lid closed on our barbecue grill, it burns everything because it cooks too fast.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Another mistake.
What?
You put the barbecue sauce on too early and then it burns.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it last minute.
Well, again.
Don't people know that brown sugar, that caramelizes and it starts to burn 1, 2, 3? That high sugar content in it?
Boy, it's always cheese. Another mistake. You drench your charcoal in lighter fluid. Well, yeah, because it'll taste like gasoline. If you put too much... charcoal lighter fluid.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Can't do that.
No, so you got to try not to put too much on it.
Oh, this is another genius one. Number 10, you grill thin or very tiny veggies directly on the grill grates.
Oh, my God.
Because they're gonna fall through.
People are that? No. They're making it for dummies here. You know how that book is? Yeah, okay.
Where did I get this from? You have to rest your meat after grilling it.
That's what all the cooking shows say.
That's you do.
But they say it's a mistake.
No, you have to let them rest.
Yes, you have to let them rest.
You can't even read it.
I'm listening to you. I'm not reading it.
And the last one.
No, wait. You have to let them rest.
Let them rest all the
time. For about 10 minutes, because if you cut them right away, the juices come pouring out.
Yeah. And the last one, you're not cleaning your grill after using it. Nobody does that. Give me a break. They don't do that. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then.
We wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Thank you.